Hello and welcome to Break the Mold, where I share inspiring stories and interview people who have shattered ceilings, crushed their goals, are serving and slaying in life, and of course, have broken the mold.
Okay, we are back with another episode of Break the Mold. I'm very excited for my next guest. I have Alana on and...
Hi!
Welcome.
I'm so excited to be here with you. I've been listening to your podcast since you started.
Well, thank you for listening. I'm excited to have you. For those listening at home, Alana and I met about 3 years ago at a state pageant that was combined with Arizona and California. And we've become a group of, you know, wonderful girls that have all stayed in contact since. So I'm going to turn it over to Alana and let her introduce herself.
Hi, everyone. My name's Alana Mulkey. I am a former Ms. Arizona USA 2022. As Ashley said before, we met at a state pageant that was combined in California, and it was just by fate, I guess you could say, that we all came together and we became even closer when we met our beautiful and loving pageant coach, Kennedy. So, yeah, I've been in the pageantry game now for, I want to say, 7 years. Serious pageant competing. You know, I competed in pageants back when I was about 22, but that was more swimwear. And I did that on purpose, mostly to just, you know, gain the confidence from that. But I am a mom, student, career woman, just doing too many things. But, you know, we're just those people that can never sit down right.
I think that's something that all pageant girls have in common.
Yeah. Yeah.
We like to be busy all the time, and we like to take on lots of goals.
Do the absolute most.
So my podcast is called Breaking the Mold, as well as my platform. So I want to know, you have accomplished so much already, and you've done it on your own, in your own unique way. How do you feel like you've broken the mold in your life, whether it's in pageantry, as a mom, in your career, and now as a student?
I would have to say I've broken the mold within my family. You know, my parents always really pushed me and my siblings to, you know, go out there, be independent, do it on your own, don't ask for help, figure out a way to get it done. And that always stuck with me. So I really had issues asking for help from anyone, especially in my 20s when I was married. I never liked asking my then husband for any help. I think I was, what's the term that they like to use? Overactively independent.
Yes.
And I got to a place in my life where I finally said, you know what? It's okay to ask for help. It's okay to not do everything on your own. So I think breaking that belief within my family is how I'm breaking the mold.
I love that. I think breaking the mold is something we can all do in different ways, and it means something to everyone. What advice would you give to someone who feels like they can't ask for help?
Get out of your own way. I think we're very prideful people, especially us women, when we are brought up in a society where we are told to do everything. You have to be able to do everything. You know, it was that great saying in the Barbie movie, how America Ferrera just said, you have to go and do everything, but you can't ask for help. And if you do, then you look, you know, sad and say, you know, I can't recite it all, but definitely just get out of your own way and always know that you have people in your corner who are there and willing and ready to help you. Stop being so prideful.
I think that's true. I think it's something that every woman struggles with. We like to believe we can do it all on our own.
Yes, and then we wonder why we're insane.
Yes, and sometimes the best thing is to just ask a friend for help.
Yes.
Speaking of asking for help, I remember a story when we were at that state pageant, and we happened to come out of the hallway at the same time.
Okay.
And you said, I don't know if it was you or your roommate, but you forgot your bra.
That was me. I forgot all my bras.
And I think that was like the moment I fell in love with you, because I was like, oh my gosh, like here I am, little Ashley at my first state pageant, thinking that all these girls are so perfect and I just met the most beautiful girl in the hallway, and she's like, I forgot my bra, what do I do? And I was like, well, we're going to Target, want to come?
Oh my gosh. And I still did not, we did not find a bra, did we? Because I went through that entire pageant weekend braless, you guys.
Hey, you still did great. You still won.
I did. And oh my gosh. Wow. I completely forgot about that, Ash. That's how she knew we were meant to be friends, you guys.
Yes. And then we all went to nationals together, and the rest is history.
The best national. It's so unforgettable. Never forget it.
Yes. Okay. Let's hop over to your Miss USA journey, because I feel like that's a big part of your pageantry journey, and I'm so proud of you for it.
Thank you. So
you recently competed in the Miss USA Arizona pageant, and how did you feel when the age restrictions were lifted and you made that decision to go for it?
I'm not going to lie. I was super excited, because USA was a dream of mine since I was about 16 years old. I did not do it at that time because I did not have the family support. So my parents very much felt pageantry was for girls who were stupid or girls who were seeking validation. They didn't truly understand what pageantry is all about. And so I didn't do USA at that time when I had the opportunity. But when I heard that the age restrictions were lifted, I was so excited, but at the same time, I was scared. And I was like, you know what? I don't think I can do this at this time in my life. You know, I'm going through a custody battle, and I'm thinking about school, and I have my daughter. Like, I'm going to be taking away. I was more worried about her. And then it was actually wonderful Kennedy who told me, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity, and it's not about whether you win or lose. It is about your experience and what growth you gain from that. It sounds like typical Kennedy, right? And and after she said that, I was just like, okay, signed up.
Yep.
And that was it.
I remember you texted and you're like, what do I do? And I was like, yes, you have to go for it. You have to go after your dream. It's been your dream. You just go for it.
It was a whole other beast, let me tell you. Even though it was only, you know, 2 days, and I've been competing for the last 7 years, it was not like anything I've experienced before.
What was the most surprising or memorable part of that weekend?
The interview. So that's usually my favorite portion of the competition. I love getting in the interview and allowing the judges to see me truly. And I had 2.5 minutes to try and convince these judges why I should be their next Miss Arizona USA. That's
so short.
Oh my gosh. You know, 5 minutes, like, give me 5 minutes, absolutely. But 2.5 minutes, it really pushed me to a limit I don't think I was ready for. So that was, it was scary, you know, because I word vomit a lot, especially if I'm nervous.
Don't we all?
I definitely word vomited. And if Kennedy was standing in there with us, I think she would have been like, what is wrong with you? But
do you ever do something and you're like, oh, Mama Kennedy would be so mad right now?
Mama, yes, every time. And when I, oh my gosh, when I did my turn on stage and I knew she was watching, I got behind the curtain. I was like, she's going to kill me.
I think if you're coached by Kennedy, I think you all know it. But if you're not, well, that's unfortunate for you.
Love her.
It's a hard club to be in, but it's one that comes with so much love.
It does. Truly, truly, truly.
What would you say that your Miss Arizona USA experience taught you about yourself?
That I'm never too old to go after my dreams. you know, I'll say it right. I'm going to be 40 in February, and I don't feel 40. And just competing in USA, that really told me that you are never, ever too old, or it's never too late to go after, you know, a dream that you've had in your heart for so long, because it may not be, I'm going to use this cliche saying, it may not be today or right now, but it may be later. And for me, it was later, you know, even though I didn't win, I was so okay with that because I got to experience a lifelong dream that I've had in my heart since I was 16.
I feel that. As someone who also started pageantry late and started taking it seriously about 4 years ago, it does seem like this is a goal that we should have accomplished by now, and it's something that we should have given up. But I think so many of us are still competing because we truly have a love for everything pageantry envelops and has. The sisterhood, and for me, just the personal growth in the last four years of things I never thought I would achieve. Never, like, things I never thought I could do. And so that really truly is, I think, what a lot of us are chasing is the growth.
And you know what's crazy is I always saw you, you know, just because you have that energy and that light, I always saw you as someone who was going to continue to kill it in the pageantry game, because watching you with your cheer coaching, with diving, and now you're just hitting pageantry, you know, hitting the ground running. It's very inspirational to see.
Well, thank you.
It's really, yeah.
Thank you. You're welcome. You are very inspirational as well. I've loved watching you do it all, and I've honestly loved watching you do it as a mom. I think that's something that's really special, and I know that your daughter looks up to you so much, and you're setting such a good example for her. So moving into mom life, you're not only a fierce competitor, but also a wonderful mother. How do you balance chasing your dreams while raising your daughter as a single mom?
I wish I could give you a clear answer for that. I just do it. And I really don't know the how am I going to do it. It's literally just a hope and a prayer. And it all just falls into place. And I feel like with every single mom that I have met that is pursuing something huge in their life, it all just falls into place for them. So I do this. Yes, I do this for me, but to be a good role model to my daughter and show her, just because there are obstacles that show up in your life, that doesn't mean you have to completely put your life on hold. Go after what you want, despite what is occurring in your life, because if it is truly for you, it will make its way to you. And I have been very blessed in that aspect of my life, that I have been able to pursue pageantry this many years, and it has all just fallen into beautiful place for me, because I feel, you know, my purpose still lies within pageantry, but also showing my daughter it's not just a pretty dress. It's about what you're offering to your community. It's about the personal growth. It's about, you know, what impact are you going to leave around every life that you come into contact with. And so that, I think, is one of the main reasons I stay in it, is, you know, for her too.
What has been your favorite part about doing this now with her? Even though she's not competing, she's still very much a part of the process. So what has been your favorite part doing that together?
Of course, you know, you always want your kids to see you winning in life, but I also want her to see me not win, because, you know, as an only child, she is given everything in life, and not understanding, you know, why can't I always win? Why am I not good enough? Her seeing her mom, you know, not be able to get that end goal, but still give love and support to the person who wins their goal. That has actually been my favorite part. You know, showing her that even though I am mom, I'm not invincible to losing. None of us are. And it's about how you present yourself in that moment, and how are you going to love and support the people who do win, so when your time does come, they give you that same love and support.
No, I fully agree. I think as a coach that coaches a lot of kids, that's something that I think is very important that we teach the kids as well. It's awesome to win. It comes with so much glory, so much satisfaction, but how you lose and how you react when you lose is one of the most important things in life, because you're not always going to win.
Exactly.
So speaking of a little bit of struggles, pageantry is full of ups and downs, as we all know. What struggles have you faced along your journey, and how did you push through them?
Oh, Ash, where do I start? You know, I've oftentimes been told, oh my gosh, you look like you have it all together. You carry yourself so well. Let me tell you what, my life is a constant, I take it 1 hour at a time. You know, if I could, right now, just to give you some context, I am unfortunately going through a custody battle with my daughter's father, and it has been probably one of the most mentally draining, physically draining battles that I've ever faced in my life, next to the divorce. But I just don't have time to be able to feel those feelings. So I think, you know, when any of us go through struggles like that in our lives where we feel like, where do I go from here? I feel like I'm at rock bottom. Taking it 1 hour at a time, you don't have to have it all figured out. You just have to have that faith that it's not forever. It's all going to work out the way it is supposed to. And being okay with the fact that it may not go my way, and that is for a reason, that's what keeps me going in those times of struggle. It's, lots of therapy too. I can't stress therapy enough. That has, you know, been my saving grace through all of this.
Or one of the best pieces of advice someone once gave me was at a time where I just had an awful boss. He was awful. And I remember talking to this person, and she said, you have to remember, he's not going to be your boss forever.
Mm-hmm.
And things will get better. And they did. It's hard sitting in that moment,
mm-hmm,
when things are so hard and you think all the cards are stacked against you.
Yes.
It's so hard to feel those.
Yes.
It is like the light at the end of the tunnel, because you don't know when it. You think you're just in this dark hole forever.
Yes. Yeah. And I have literally felt like I have been in a hole, because I've been going through this with him for the last, how old is she? She's 9 years, and I've got another 10 years to go. So it's like, when is this going to be over and done with, so that we can both move on? But, you know, it's not going to last forever. So I think that's what gives me solace in this storm.
Well, just know that your friends are only a phone call away.
I love you guys.
Your ray of sunshine over here is happy to listen to you anytime.
My Disney ray of sunshine.
Yeah, and I will gladly accept the call and make you smile whenever you need it. So just know, don't be scared to ask for help.
I see. Yep. There it is. And you know who yells at me constantly about that is Yaz.
Yaz likes to preach just as much as Kennedy does.
She said it out loud. I didn't say it.
Hey, you know what they say about the little sister in the group? She's the feisty one.
That is so true. It is so, you guys, literally, she's literally the little sister of the group, and she is the feistiest one, next to D-Nice.
For those of you listening at home, there is a group of four of us. We all get coached by Kennedy. We all met at the same state pageant. Denise and I were in the same division.
Mm-hmm.
Alana was in, she was a Ms, but she was competing for Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And then Yaz was competing in the Mrs. division. And mm-hmm, something about us, we just all clicked. We decided to all go to nationals together. Yeah. And we have been in contact, and I would say very close, for the last 3 years.
Let me, may I just add what really brought us all close together? And you guys are going to think this is the stupidest thing, because pageant girls wear this stuff constantly, but they love to take off their eyelashes. And I'm sorry, this is the nastiest thing, you guys. Please keep your lashes on your face, or have a case. They love to take their lashes off and put them in my hands. We were at dinner, Okay. At a very nice restaurant, might I add. And we were just sitting there. I was sitting having my soup and bread. And, you know, Ash sits next to me and she just very slowly takes my hand. And I thought she was going to hold it. So I just hold my hand. I was like, oh, okay. She wants to hold my hand. And you guys, she put a pair of used lashes in my hand. And I was going to throw up, and they were just about to pee their pants. They were,
for the record, they were not mine.
Whose were they?
They were Yaz's.
Oh,
and she passed them. She made eye contact with me and Denise, and we were and she handed them to Denise, and then Denise handed them to me, and then it was my job to hand them to you. And I wish that we were videoing this, because the look on your face was so funny.
I was mortified.
The fact that anytime I take off my lashes, whether they're going in the garbage or wherever they go, I think of you.
It's not funny.
Although Kennedy is just as bad, because when we went to dinner last week, her lashes were driving her nuts. She takes them off and they're in her hand. She goes, we need to send this to Alana.
And you guys, they did. They sent it to me. And I threw up my food. I didn't finish my dinner that night because they thought it would be cute to send it to me. So.
It's all out of love.
But that's how we bonded, everyone. That the pair of eyelashes and them laughing over my disgust.
Let's talk about your platform a little bit. What is the cause you're advocating for, and why is it important to you?
So this is a platform that I created myself. It's called Finding Your Light. And I came up with this platform due to the adversities that I had went through back in 2017. So just to give you guys a little backstory, I was in the middle of my divorce and, you know, taking care of my daughter, no help, you know, from dad. So hours were down, income was down, and I was literally at the point where I was about to live in my car again, not asking for help from people when I could have been helped. And I fell into, that's when I fell into pageantry. It just kind of landed in my lap. And I knew that I wanted to help women who were going through these same, you know, difficulties in their life and finding their own inner, finding themselves again, finding what makes them them, finding their inner light. And pageantry truly helped me to find myself again, because I had lost so much of who I was in my marriage. And I didn't want to be labeled just as a mom. I didn't want to be labeled just as, you know, a dental hygienist. There was more to me than that. And pageantry helped bring that out of me. It helped me figure out what I could accomplish. So Finding Your Light was a platform that is very near and dear to my heart. And I still, you know, go within my community and help other women who are facing adversities in their lives and, you know, find the best parts of themselves.
I love that. What is your favorite memory that you've taken away from getting involved with your platform or helping other women?
Oh, my favorite one. It was myself and a group of just powerhouse women. We all got together and we created a prom for girls who were not going to be able to attend their prom due to whatever financial situations they were having or health issues they were having. And we got together with vendors around Tucson and we found, we got them a limousine. We found a vendor who would give these kids a ride for free. We had their tickets paid for. We had their tuxedos and their gowns paid for, hair and makeup. And we did basically like an interview for each contestant that was wanting to come in and have. It was called a dream prom giveaway. And we ended up giving all of them their dream prom. We couldn't narrow it down to just 10. So there were 40 high schoolers that got their dream prom all paid for. So that was probably that was amazing. Cause that was right up my alley.
I love that. It just gave me chills. Oh, so magical. I think a lot of people don't realize how much pageant girls love to give back. And that's something that,
oh my gosh,
so much joy. I think so many people see the pretty crown and the pretty dress and they think that's really all it is, but truly what sparks our passion really is giving back in our own community across the country.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, well, we're going to have a little bit more fun now. We're going to play Get to Know Alana. So,
okay.
We're going to keep it simple. What's Alana's favorite food?
I eat everything. If I could narrow it down to Italian. I'll say Italian because I love pasta. Yeah.
Favorite color?
Yellow.
Favorite thing to do with your daughter?
Oh my goodness. That's hard because we like to do a lot of things. You know what? We dedicate one day a week where we have tea time for 45 minutes. We make tea and we listen to very like soft music in the background, and there are no electronics allowed at tea time, and we just have tea and cookies and we talk.
That is so cute. I want to come.
You're welcome. Come on over. Come on over to Alana and Avery's tea time. We'd love to have you.
That should be a segment on your Instagram.
Oh my gosh.
What is your dream vacation?
Okay. Dream vacation for me and Avery is Disney World, followed by Harry Potter World. My dream vacation would have to be going to Italy.
Love that. So now I have to ask the question, what do you like more, Disney or Harry Potter?
It's a close tie. It is a close tie because I am a huge Potterhead, but I am like Tinkerbell, me and Tink.
Have you been to any of the Harry Potter worlds?
Yes, I have.
Which one?
The one in Orlando.
Right.
Girl, listen, just down to the owl poop, they have it down. It is amazing.
I have been to both.
Yes.
So, but the one in Orlando is twice the size as the one in California.
Hands down. It's amazing. It's so amazing.
It is so cool. I am on book 7.
Oh my gosh, you're reading them. I have not read the books. Isn't that horrible?
No, it's not. I started reading them over COVID.
Yeah.
When the world closed down.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I wouldn't say that I've actively been reading them, but I'm on book 7. So I need to get back into that. If you could be an animal, which one would you be and why?
If I could be an animal, I would have to say, because I grew up around them and I understand them, horses, because they have such a free, calming spirit. I would want to be that for someone.
I would love that. I feel like you are that.
Yeah.
I feel like you're calm.
Thank you.
If you had one free day all to yourself, what would you do? What would be your perfect day?
Go to Pilates, have someone take me to brunch and coffee, because I don't want to take myself, and have a picnic.
Okay. What are you going to eat at your picnic?
I can never say that. What is the board called?
A charcuterie board.
Charcuterie board.
Yes.
With wine.
I love charcuterie boards.
That would be the perfect day for me. And then a nap, because I don't get to nap anymore.
I love good naps. Okay. Well, now I'm going to let you put me in the hot seat and you get to ask the questions.
Okay. What is the next adventure for Ash?
In regards to pageantry?
In regards to pageantry, yes.
I actually haven't officially announced it yet. Only a couple people know. So I guess this is my announcement. I am going back.
Ah, I knew it!
Yes, I'm going back to IUM next year. I am going back in the NUM division again.
Yes!
This year I got to choose whether I wanted to go back to IUM or NUM, and NUM just truly holds a special place in my heart, and I want to go after that title. And so
yes.
I am your National United Miss West Coast for the 2024-2025 season.
Oh, I had a feeling, but I needed you to say the words.
It's not official on Instagram yet.
I see you with that national title. I do.
We're putting the work in. So hopefully
100%.
The work is always worth it.
Yes.
And if I don't win, then at least I learn and grow.
Absolutely. How are you navigating, and I think we can both relate to this, how are you navigating the single world right now? I think you and we have very similar stories.
We do. I think the dating apps are awful. I
yes
have been on them. And then every time I get back on them, I immediately remember why I deleted them.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I think what I've learned is I think it takes a special kind of man to to date an independent woman.
Yes.
And so many men are intimidated by the fact that not only am I extremely confident, but mm-hmm. I don't need them in my life. I'm looking for someone I want.
But it's a want.
Yeah, that I want to include as a partner in my life. Mm-hmm. And so I have just decided that, you know, I am single until God puts that special person in my life.
Absolutely.
If it happens, it happens. If not, I have a loving and supportive circle of people in my life, and having a man in my life isn't going to define anything.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, you hit that right on the nose. You know, my mother told me, she's like, you'll be fine. There's plenty of fish in the sea.
Girl, have you seen the fish?
The sea is full of trash.
Yeah, literally recycled trash at that.
Well, we're lucky if it's recycled. I have to tell you a date that I went on. This is, you can't make this up. So I lost a bet, and I was told to go on the Tinder app. Now, I'm not a believer in the one night stand. I don't do that kind of thing, but all of my friends have met their husbands on Tinder. And so I lost a bet. They put me on the app, but they didn't say I had to use the app. They didn't give me the term. So I was on there, but I wasn't using it.
Right.
So I told my friends, you guys can have full reign. You know, the type of gentleman that I'm looking for. And they found a really, really nice guy. Seemed very nice, handsome, very, he had this very calming demeanor about him. He was just grateful about life. And that's what I think attracted me so much to him. He was a business owner, but he hadn't dated in 10 years. So I thought that was a little strange, because he was he had a great personality, very handsome. Well, he did good with his finances. And I was like, you know, I have to ask, why haven't you really dated? Because you seem like a, you know, very outgoing guy. And I feel like a lot of women would flock to you. And he's like, well, my lifestyle is a little different. And I was like, oh, man. I was like, you wear women's underwear, don't you? And he's like, well, no. I was like, oh, okay. All right. Sorry. I don't know why my mind went to that. I was like, what's so weird about your lifestyle? I was like, you work, you own a gym. So what? He's like, well, I eat organs. I was like,
wait, I remember you told me this. And I was like, you're making it up.
Yes, girl. Yes. I had.
You are about to be his next victim.
I was like, I'm sorry. Human or animal? And he's like, well, animal, of course. I was like, oh, well, that's no big deal. Like, everybody eats organs. It's fine. And he said, no, that's all I eat. I was like, so hypothetically speaking, if I want to go out to like a steak dinner, he's like, no, we'll probably have some lungs, or we'll eat a brain or some testicles. You know, those are the most nutritious meats that you'll get. And we can't eat at the restaurant because of the oils that they use. It causes cancer. And I was like, well, I like pasta, wine, and coffee. So you and I are not going to mesh. And that was that. That was my last date.
The listeners can't see my face, but my mouth is open, dropped.
You guys, her mouth is like hanging out. I am dead serious. This is a person here living in my town.
That
was my last date.
Fortunate. That is the caliber of men that are going.
Yes.
So if you are not someone who eats organs and want to date beautiful women
who do pageants and are very high achieving in life and go getters, and you know, we're right here.
We're both available.
We're here. What is the next adventure of Ash and Ish?
We actually also haven't put this on our Instagram yet either.
I knew there was something coming.
We are spending Thanksgiving at Disney Paris.
Oh my gosh, are you serious? See, guys, I ask the good questions because I know they're there.
Yes. It was a complete, I have nothing to do with this trip. I was just told I was going on it, and I haven't planned a single part of it. I haven't done a single thing, which is,
oh my god,
like, talk about being a passenger princess.
The best pass.
He, him and his family and me, we're going to Paris for, I think, 8 days. Yeah, he's the best. Everyone needs an Ish in their life. And
yes, they do. Yes, they do. I love watching you guys.
Well, thank you. We like to bring joy to everyone around us. So I'm glad that the content does. thanks for being here. Thanks for being my guest on my podcast. It's been so much fun.
Thank you for having me. I loved this. You guys, I can't tell you enough, like, how much Ashley is such a light to this world and to all of us. Like, truly, this girl is exceeding breaking the mold. So please continue to listen to her.
Well, thank you. And I encourage my listeners to follow your journey and support your platform and all of the things. And we're excited to see what is next for Alana and watch you tackle your goals and go after all the things and keep being amazing. If our followers do want to follow you, where can they follow you at?
You guys can catch me on Instagram at I am Lana Marie. I am not the most active, you guys, but I am there. Just know that, you know, doing the mom life and the student life and the working life, it takes a lot out of me, but I'm still there.
And you inspire us all along the way. And if you could take one thing away from this episode, I would say that the best thing to take away is just ask for help when you need it.
Set your pride aside and just ask for help. It's never too big or too small.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me, my love.
I hope today's episode has inspired you. And I look forward to sharing more inspiring stories and interviews with you on the next episode of Break the Mold. Have a fabulous day. And don't forget, you can be defeated or you can be determined. You've got it.